Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Michelle Glover, the chair of the Women's League of the Atlanta Black Chambers. And first, I want to welcome all of you for joining our monthly Women's League call. This month, we have an amazing agenda this morning and so excited for the women, as well as I want to especially welcome the men who have joined in this call. Because of our dynamic guest speaker, we have opened up our monthly call to not only the women of the chamber and the women guests, but also to our men. And so we're so excited to have you all on the call. And so I just want to say welcome. So for many of you, the 102 who have joined so far, many of you are familiar with the chamber, but there are some who may be guests, and this may be your first experience or interaction with the Atlanta Black Chambers. So for the Atlanta Black Chambers, we are the organization here in Atlanta for growing our black businesses. We want our black business to be profitable, sustainable, and competitive. And so we provide resources through our programming, through our committees, and even through our partnerships to help you grow your business. So it's not just that you have a business, but are you able to sustain yourself profitably with the business? And so that is the goal of the chamber. And so you may ask, how do we do that in addition to our program? We have committees within the chamber that are industry specific. So for example, we have a marketing committee, a finance committee, a governmental affairs, arts and entertainment, health and human services, training development, workforce effectiveness, and the list goes on. All of these chambers are industry specific. And the goal is to help you fine tune your skills in that industry, get best practices amongst your peers, and also put on quality programs aligned to that industry and that specific committee. In addition to that, if that wasn't enough, we have affinity groups. And these affinity groups are a little bit different in that they go across all industries and they're based on a demographic. So for example, we have our young entrepreneurs, which are for entrepreneurs who are under 35. We have our veterans group. And finally, we have our Women's League. So this is the call that you are on this morning. The Women's League of the Atlanta Black Chambers, our goal is simple. It is to help move our black women entrepreneurs where we're beyond this micro business into enterprise. We want to create generational wealth with our entrepreneurs by having them not just think, oh, I'm going to stay a solopreneur, but how do I think in a mind of an enterprise? That means scaling my business, growing my business, where it too is profitable, sustainable, and competitive. And so for the Women's League, we have calls every third Friday of the month at 8:30 in the morning. So thank you all for tuning in this morning. We have events every quarter. We have socials. We have think tanks once every quarter. And in addition to helping our businesses grow, and helping our networks grow, like through our socials, we also have an affinity to giving back to the community with our community outreach. Well, we want to help those in disadvantaged situations, and we want to help our young black girls where they feel proud of who they are and that they can strive to whatever it is they desire to be. So this is what we do within the Women's League. And so for those who are new and say, hey, I want to hear more, I want to get involved, you can email women@atlantablackchambers.org, and I will be more than happy to get you into our email database, as well as not just the Women's League, but also the Chamber, so you can hear all the amazing things that we are doing. So again, email women@atlantablackchambers.org, and I will get you connected with not only the Women's League, but the Atlanta Black Chambers. So for the men who are on the call and they want to know more, send that email to the women@atlantablackchambers.org, and I will be sure to add you to the Chamber distribution list. So let's talk about what we have going on today. So we have, and I don't want to steal the thunder of Dr. Linda Wiley, who's going to introduce our speaker, but we have an amazing speaker this morning, Stacey Abrams, who is the chair of the Fair Fight Action Organization. She will be giving our opening remarks, followed by Amber Wolfer, who is a business strategist with Fair Fight Action, and she will be telling us more about how we can get involved with the organization. Then we have committee updates. So again, as I mentioned, all of those committees within the Atlanta Black Chambers, they're doing some great stuff, even in the midst of social distancing. So we're going to hear from Dr. Diana Doma, who's going to share what's happening with governmental affairs. as well as Tina Robinson, who is going to be sharing about what's happening with our Financial Services Committee and Money Smart. And then one of our partners, Ayanna Green, with the Sisters in Business Expo, is going to be sharing what's happening with the Sisters in Business Expo and this partnership. As well as, we're so excited to have one of our members doing an amazing thing in her book launch. So Ms. Kenyatta Gordon will be speaking and sharing as well. And then we are going to wrap up to share what we've done with our virtual social. So Tina Greer's got some announcements with our virtual social. And then I will wrap up with some closing remarks and next steps. So without further ado, I would like, again, for those who are new and who have just joined in, welcome to the Women's League Call of the Atlanta Black Chamber. Michelle Glover, the chair of the organization, and we welcome those who have been joining as I've been speaking. So now I'd like to turn it over to Dr. Linda Wiley, who will be introducing our guest speaker this morning. Dr. Linda Wiley?
Thank you, Michelle. Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Linda Wiley, founder and CEO of Turning Point Leadership Group, a firm specializing in matters of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And today I have the esteemed honor of introducing a warrior in that area, our guest speaker, Stacey Abrams. As business owners, we know the importance of building a firm foundation. Ms. Abrams' foundation began when her parents gave their children three tenets: go to school, go to church, and take care of each other and anyone who needs help. Her career exemplifies all three. Stacey Abrams is a New York Times bestselling author, serial entrepreneur, nonprofit CEO, and political leader. After serving for 11 years in the Georgia House of Representatives, 7 as Democratic leader, in 2018, Abrams became the Democratic nominee for governor of Georgia, winning more votes than any other Democrat in the state's history. Abrams was the first black woman to become the gubernatorial nominee for a major party in the United States, and she was the first black woman and first Georgian to deliver a response to the State of the Union. In 2018, Abrams launched Fair Fight to ensure every American has a voice in our election system through programs such as Fair Fight 2020, an initiative to fund and train voter protection teams in 20 battleground states. Over the course of her career, she has founded multiple organizations devoted to voting rights, training and hiring young people of color, and tackling social issues at both the state and national levels. In 2019, she launched Fair Count to ensure accuracy in the 2020 census and greater participation in civic engagement, and the Southern Economic Advancement Project, a public policy initiative to broaden economic power and build equity in the South. There is so much more that could be said about this amazing woman and her achievements, but at this time I'm going to simply say, please welcome our guest speaker, Stacey Abrams.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Wiley, for such a generous introduction. Thank you to Chair Glover for having me, and hello to all on the call. As Dr. Wiley pointed out, my parents raised us with very strict tenets, and they wanted us to understand the importance of the work we did in community. For them, the notion of voting was at the core. I remember my parents taking us with them to the elementary school to vote. Since there were 6 of us, we looked like make way for ducklings as we trailed out of the voting booth as mom and dad cast their ballots. But what my parents wanted me to understand, wanted us to understand more than anything, is it wasn't simply the act of voting. It was what voting represented. Each time they went to vote, they were having a voice in the conduct of the community they lived in. We understood that it was not simply about the act of casting a ballot. It was setting a marker in the ground saying that we deserved more from our government, from our community, and from our leadership. I grew up believing in the power of the vote, in part because both my mother and my father were teenage activists involved in the civil rights movement. My father was arrested at the age of 15, helping register black voters in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We'd like to point out my mom was doing the same work, she just didn't get caught. But what they both wanted us to understand and what they instilled in me is this notion that it's not enough to see a problem. Your responsibility is to fix it. As a former entrepreneur myself, I recognize how critical that is, and I know what you do every day. As business owners, whether you have started a small business that's thriving or you're trying to survive COVID-19, you understand that you began your business to fix a problem that you saw. Whether it was a problem in marketing or in social assistance, healthcare, or service delivery, you wanted to be part of a solution. And I'm here today because when I watched what happened in the 2018 election, I knew I couldn't solve the problem for myself. The election was done, but it was my responsibility to ensure that every voice that was silenced by voter suppression in 2018 did not experience the same in 2020. Now, I launched an organization called Fair Fight, believing that we could have that work and we could execute that in the state of Georgia. But we quickly realized that what happened in Georgia wasn't simply endemic to Georgia. While it was singular, it was happening around the country. And as Dr. Wiley pointed out, we created a national organization that operated in 4 states in 2019, and we're in 18 states in 2020. We understood there would be challenges to the election, and we understood that we had to build thoughtful coalitions that could respond to the needs of our community. What we didn't expect, what no one expected, is that we would confront the pandemic of COVID. We know that COVID-19 has had a crippling and devastating effect on Black businesses in particular. Unfortunately, in our country, Black businesses are the most vulnerable when it comes to social unrest or economic unrest. But we also know how vibrant and necessary Black-owned firms are to our economy. Paid employees generate over $103 billion in revenue every year. And its largest share, about $17 billion or 16%, is earned in healthcare and social assistance. But we also know that Black-owned businesses suffer from historic and persistent underinvestment, even when the economy is booming. Before the COVID pandemic, only 1% of Black business owners received loans in their founding year, compared to 7% of white owners. And we also know that even with the most recent attempts to support businesses, the Paycheck Protection Act, it was expected to run out of money on Wednesday. While Congress fights over whether they will restore and refill the coffers, we know that there are Black business owners trying to take care of their community, trying to take care of their employees, trying to take care of their families. And I understand the direct connection between the elections that we're having in November and the decisions we'll be making as business owners. While I no longer directly run our firm, I launched a firm that helps deliver capital to small businesses with a specialty in minority-owned and women-owned businesses. And what I know is that when we are left behind, it is not simply our businesses that are left behind, but our communities. The only way we have the right to change what happens is the power of our vote. Because in a democratic system, participation in elections is how we hire our leaders. And that's how we have to think about the elections coming up, not only in November, but the primary to the move to June. We have to believe that the right to vote and the power of exercising that vote is the biggest hiring decision we make. Because the determination of how investment is directed, how SBA loans are treated, how communities are resilient and can respond, it begins in our system of government with who we hire as our leaders. And every time we absent ourselves from that system, we are giving others permission to make decisions for us. I understand very clearly what is at stake in 2020. We are deciding not just the next 4 years, but the next decade of our lives. In the state of Georgia, Black businesses are on the move. We are on the rise. And the same is true for our demographic. By 2027, 2028, Georgia is expected to be the first southern state to be majority-minority, and for the majority of that minority to be African-American. But that means we have to have the concomitant investment in education, in healthcare, and in our economy. And that will not happen if we aren't allowed to elect representatives who see us. But that means we have to fight for those rights. Because in the state of Georgia, we are the epicenter of voter suppression. Voter suppression looks like the question of can you register and stay on the rolls? And because of the exact match system in Georgia, we know that's been made more difficult. While some changes have been made to that system, in 2018, 53,000 people were held hostage by the system and not allowed to get on the rolls, 70% of whom were African American. We know that in the state of Georgia, poll closures affected between 53,000 and 84,000 Georgians, again, predominantly African Americans. And we know that Georgia has one of the highest rates of rejection of absentee ballots, and guess what? The highest rate of rejection is among African Americans. But here's the good news. In 2018, when we voted by mail, we were able to secure vote-by-mail applications from Georgians, and African Americans overperformed. 39% of the ballots that were counted by absentee balloting belonged to African Americans, although we were only 31% of the voting population. We know that when we have the chance to participate, we change the future. Amber will talk to you a bit more about what Fair Fight can do for you, but I want to talk to you about what you can do for our state and our country. Number one, we have to ensure that every single employee that you have is registered to vote. And if they think they're registered, make certain that they are checking their registration regularly to ensure that they're not being pushed off of the rolls. Number two, Georgia has the ability to vote by mail. And in this pandemic, we have to have elections that are safe and accessible. Because you are trusted voices in your community, we need you to encourage your friends, your family, and your employees to vote by mail in the primary and the general. I'm going to remind you that in the primary ballot, we not only are selecting state legislators and county commissioners, this is the only time in 4 years we get to select judges. And the judicial decisions actually directly affect our businesses, but so often we don't pay attention. Because we elect our judges in Georgia, those are the judges that make determinations about how business works in our state. So please be certain to investigate and participate in the primaries. Number three, we need folks to be standing up and demanding that they get full participation, not only in the 2020 election, but in the 2020 census. Most folks think about the census as a statistical operation. But in addition to launching Fair Fight, I launched the organization Fair Count, because I understand that a fair count in our census will determine the delivery of $1.5 trillion nationwide. And in the state of Georgia, billions of dollars come to our state. Almost $400 billion will come to our state every year based on the census. What we also know is that the expected undercount of black and brown communities, particularly black women, black men, and black children, could cost our state $3 billion per year. That means that we have to overperform in the census. It determines not only the allocation of financial power, it also determines the allocation of political power. The lines drawn for city council, county commission, school board, state legislature, and Congress. That decision lasts for 10 years. If we are undercounted, if we do not show up in the census, we not only forfeit that political power, we forfeit the SBA loans that are assigned to our state. We forfeit the SNAP benefits. We forfeit the funding for our hospitals, for our schools, for our roads and bridges, and yes, economic development dollars. And so if we want a stronger Georgia, if we want a stronger black business community, then we have to pay attention not only to the elections, but to the census, because it's once every 10 years, and if we are not counted, we do not count. I am proud to be here this morning because I know of the great work that you do, but more importantly, I know of the work we can do if we work together. And so I'm going to wrap my call up by saying this. We can have a fair fight in Georgia, we can have a fair count in Georgia, but only if we understand that we are responsible for fixing the problem and we do it together. Thank you so much.
Awesome, and thank you so much, Stacey, for sharing those words with us, really to a very strong call to action on our next steps and what we are really tasked to do moving forward, to take where we are now and to turn it into opportunity. And I know that you have Amber Wolfbrook on the call, who is a business strategist for Fair Fight, to talk more specifically on what we can also do to support these efforts. So, Amber? Amber, make sure you star six your phone to be unmuted.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Now we can hear you.
I wanted to thank you and the Atlanta Black Chamber for the leadership and the work that you're doing with the business owners here in Atlanta, and just let you know that at Therafight Action, we understand how important it is to have the business community working on issues of fairness and equality. We invite businesses that are interested in participating in healthy and civic engagement to join our business council. And steps that business owners can take through civic engagement at the place of business that they have currently is to first sign up with the business council, and then you can reach me at amber@therafightaction.com. There are five different ways that businesses can actually improve that civic engagement. They can provide voter registration to their employees, ensure that employees know when election dates are, They can make election day a holiday at their company. And then four, be a voice against legislation that restricts voting access. And five, encourage employees to be poll watchers on election day. Business owners can get involved by also sharing our information on social media, volunteering to get involved with phone banking. And again, the business council is doing really good work in the community. Businesses have a voice, and there is a lot at stake when we have our vote suppressed. And so if anyone, again, wants to get in contact with me, they can reach me at amber@verifiedaction.com. Michelle, I know that you'll be sharing information at the end of the call.
Yes.
And again, thank you so much for having us.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Amber. Again, Amber Wolfert, the business strategist at Therafight Action, for not only providing us with some tangible next steps that we can do to get involved, but also for working with us to invite Stacey Abrams to our call, that we were so excited for the message that she provided and really the strong call to action. So the information on how to do more, because we all, as Stacey has shared and as we know, we have to be a part of the solution. A lot of people complain, but not a lot of people have the action to back it up. So we want to be part of the solution, so there's some work that we as business owners need to do to change those numbers that Stacey had mentioned. So on our LinkedIn page, you can go to ABC Women's League on LinkedIn, and we will be sharing this information, again, as Amber shared, and some things that you can do. We'll also include it in our newsletter, as well as the Atlanta Black Chamber's Facebook page. So that way you can not only take it and use it, but share it. And so thank you both, Amber and Stacey, for those messages. And on the heels of that powerful message, we have Dr. Diana Doma, who is the chair of the VP of Governmental Affairs for the Atlanta Black Chambers. So as I mentioned before, we have multiple committees that are all about helping us move the needle in our Black businesses here in Atlanta. And one of the fundamental things that we had to put in place in order to do so is to have an arm connected to public policy. And we have that with our Governmental Affairs Committee. So Dr. Diana Doma, if you could unmute your line and tell us what's happening within the Governmental Affairs Committee and the event that you have coming up.
Yes. Good morning, Michelle. And it's always a pleasure to work alongside you with the Atlanta Black Chambers. And first of all, I want to say thanks again to our guest speaker, Stacey Abrams, because her remarks transition beautifully into the comments I'm going to share with you today. First of all, the role of our Governmental Affairs Committee is to advocate for legislation and to recommend policies for access to capital and resources for the African American or the Black businesses in the state of Georgia. I simply echo Ms. Abrams because civic engagement is the rent that we pay to live on this earth. The question is everybody on this call, is your rent paid? Think about it. What if we all had equal access to capital? Well, as has been said so eloquently prior to me coming on this call, is that prior to COVID-19, we struggled. And I'm here to tell you, we're continuing has struggled, so the struggle continues. No one on the call would argue that inequality still exists in many ways with the small black businesses. We still don't have equal access to capital. The survivor of the black business organization, especially our women-owned businesses, will depend strongly on the advocacy of this committee for policies and for lobbying for legislation that will provide fairer opportunities to resources. Again, I keep saying we're not there. Let me give an example. Federal contracting and set-asides, it's still very much a focus of this committee. Why? Because we're finding out that $13 billion is set aside each year for HUD zone contracting, but more than half of that is returned. Why? Because oftentimes the paperwork is a daunting process. Not only must we start businesses, but we have to do more than that. We have to build companies. The new inequality is economic injustice. Don't be misled. We can be only in two places, at the table or on the menu. So we have to fight for a fair seat at the table, and as Ms. Abrams said, we're not there yet. So what is my call to action for you? Well, first of all, you need to join us on May 8th for a lively United States Senate candidate forum so that you can learn more about these candidates and get involved. Civic engagement is important. You need to know who the candidates are. How can you cast a vote, and how can you cast the best vote and the right vote so that we can grow these businesses if you're not civically engaged? How can you do that if you're not completing your census form? Those things are important. This forum will be moderated by Rashad Ritchie and Shelley Winter. It was originally scheduled for April 3rd, and because of COVID-19 pandemic, we rescheduled it for May 8th. At that time, we had 99% of all the candidates in both of these Senate seats confirmed to participate. We're hoping that they will continue to participate on May 8th. We have partnered with the Georgia Black Chamber of Commerce, as well as the Government Contractors Association and many other organizations that I simply don't have the time to mention to you. Also, if you have some questions for these candidates, you can email them to govaffairs@atlantablackchambers.gov, and we'll be more than happy to include your questions in the list of questions for the moderator. Again, get ready. Let's go fight. Let's win. Don't be misled. We have to participate. And on that note, I want to close with, we launched last year the 100 Women, $100 Million Project. The whole purpose of this organization was to combine our collaborative efforts to help women businesses and men. Men, we did not leave you out. And right now, when we launched the program, the effort, the intent was to get 100 women engaged. Well, the first day we rolled it out, we had more than 280 women sign up till I had to just cut off the enrollment. And now we have helped more than 55 women get HUBZone certification and woman-owned small business certification. So get on board, get civically engaged, take those words that Ms. Abrams said to heart, and take it to be serious. This is a very important year, but every time you have the opportunity to cast a vote, it is important. Michelle Glover, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to work alongside you with the leadership team, and I am so happy that you hosted this call this morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Doma, and so happy to have you on the call and sharing what you're doing. And I love that you guys, you know, when things started to change with what was going on with the pandemic, you said, we're not going to cancel this. We know how important this is, so we're going to provide it in a virtual format. So if you do have questions, and you want to get those submitted, again, make sure that you email Dr. Diana Doma. I believe it's govaffairs@atlantablackchambers.org. So make sure that you put .org to get your questions to her so that they can be submitted in time for this amazing, awesome panel that they are having. So that was one of our committees. Another committee that we have within the Atlanta Black Chambers is our Financial Services Committee. And this month, the month of April, is all about getting your finances in order. And the Financial Services has an event called Money Smart. And again, they're not letting this stop them. They are still moving forward. And so I'd like to invite Tina Robinson, who is the chair of the Financial Services Committee, to share a little bit about what is happening within that organization. So, Tina?
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Can you hear me? Good morning.
Yes.
Thank you for this opportunity to share with everyone about the Money Smart event that's coming up next Friday. This year is actually going to be an online event due to the COVID-19. But we have a jam-packed agenda. We're going to actually break it up into 2 days this year. We have Friday, April 24th. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, April 25th, we're going to kick it off at 11 a.m. again, and then we're going to end at 3 p.m. Some of the topics we're going to have discussed are pros and cons of business structures, bookkeeping, business credit, estate planning, how to fund your business, and we're also going to have a panel on insurance and identity theft. And our goal is to help people, necessarily the business owners, help elevate their mind, their business, and their money through financial education. Our link is coming out early next week, so save the dates of April 24th and Saturday, April 25th. You will see the communication go out early next week. Go ahead and get registered. We look forward to having an event that is going to be very powerful, and we'll love to have you connected to our community. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to reach out to me at financial@atlantablackchambers.org. We will have 4 spots for opportunities for vendors to share about their business. So if that's something you may be interested in getting more information from, definitely give me an email at financial@atlantablackchambers.org. But you can expect the information in detail to go out early next week. Thank you, Michelle, for letting me share.
Awesome. Thank you, Tina, for that information. So, again, you have Tina's email address, and if you follow us on our social media, you will have access to all of this information because we will be posting it on the Atlanta Black Chambers Facebook page as well as our Instagram. And, again, the Women's League is ABC Women's League on LinkedIn, and you can follow us there for both Dr. Diana Gomez's information as well as Tina's in all events pertaining to the chamber. So we also have one of our partners on the call, Ayanna Green, who is one of the co-founders in the Sisters in Business Expo. Ayanna, if you could star 6 your phone, tell us what's happening with the Sisters in Business Expo.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much, Michelle, for inviting me today. My name is Ayanna Green. I am the Atlanta Event Manager for the Sisters in Business Expo. We are so glad to be returning to Atlanta. As of right now, we're still scheduled for June 6th. This will be our third year, our third tour, and Atlanta will be our kickoff city for 2020. The Sisters in Business Expo is the country's only multi-city expo that caters to women of color who are entrepreneurs. This year, we are so glad to return to Atlanta. We have a full-day packed with our keynote speakers, Belinda Williams, Quad Webb, and Yandy Smith. We are expecting over 800 to 900 visitors or guests, and then we also are expecting our vendors. Usually every year we're upwards of 100 very diverse vendors, including services as well. So we are so glad to partner with the Atlanta Women's League for the Black Chamber, and it has been a great partnership thus far, and we are so excited to continue with that partnership. Please feel free to follow us if you have not done so already on our social media platforms. We are at SIB Expo on Instagram and Twitter, and then on Facebook it's Sisters, and that's SISTAHS in Business Expo. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ayanna, for that update. And I've been the 2 years.
Yep.
And it has been an amazing experience. I mean, when you go in to see all the women helping, supporting one another, the energy they have a female DJ, the vendors that they have that are catering to our Black women businesses, it is a powerful experience. And not only is it powerful in terms of the energy in the room, but the speakers that they have are all about helping you just from 2 aspects, not just from the tactical part of businesses. They have women providing best practices and what they've done to really grow their business and how you can do the same, grow and scale. They also have in terms of helping you with the mental resiliency side of having a business. So they have inspirational speakers to help you gain that mental resiliency to push through in growing your business. So it is an amazing conference, and it's not only a conference, it's an amazing experience that we are so excited to partner with you all again this year. So as you will get that information, I will share it on our email list as well as our LinkedIn, that link that is specific to the Women's League. So we are always thankful when we are able to get a discount, so thank you. but no, we want to come up in numbers for this event, so you will see that information. And it can change, so you can register now to get your seat because it will sell out because it's that amazing of a conference. And trust me when I say, when they say the doors are open for people to go out, people are going out to everything, and I know this conference is going to sell out. So so if things change with, you know, with us, and if we're not, if you're not able to do it June 6th, are you going to reschedule, or how does that work?
Yes.
For people who may be hesitant to buy a ticket.
Mm-hmm. Right, I understand. We are definitely analyzing the situation. We did have to reschedule our Newark Expo. That was scheduled initially for the first weekend in April, April 3rd and 4th. We rescheduled that until September due to COVID-19. And so right now we are still analyzing the situation with COVID-19 and the demands and requirements from the CDC and things of that nature. So if for some reason that does change, we will let everyone know more than likely towards the end of this month, the 1st of May. But as of right now, we are very hopeful that we can still kick off our expo on June 6th. But if that's to change, our vendors that have already signed up, because we already have people who have, you know, signed up and things of that nature, that will be applied to the date that it would be postponed to. So it won't be canceled. It will just be postponed due to the COVID-19. And then all vendors and things like that will be honored for the new date.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ayanna, for that update.
All right. Thank
and
you.
And very excited to work with you all. And as we move on to our agenda, you're welcome. As we move on to our agenda, here we go. We have one of our very own, Miss Kenyatta Gordon, who is doing a lot in terms of launching a book right now, having a book lunch party, doing a series on helping you and your brand and pivoting. So I want to turn it over to Kenyatta Gordon to tell us what's happening with her and then how we can stay connected with her and her business and her awesome book launch that I cannot wait to hear more about. So, Ms. Kenyatta Gordon.
Hi. Thank you.
Good morning.
You can hear me. Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Michelle, and thank you, ladies of the ABC Women's League and men, for having me on this morning. As you said, I'm Kenyatta Gordon. I am a sales communication and brand leadership speaker, trainer, and author. My background is in brand development and market communication strategy. And last year, I decided to take my career to the next level and become extremely specific about my niche in an area where I felt I was being called to make a difference. So reports show that the Black American buying power is estimated at $1.3 trillion. In 2018, showing an increase of 114% since the year 2000, making Black Americans the leading consumers in the U.S. But the issue that concerned me was there were no sales leaders that looked like me, that looked like us, on these huge conference stages that happen yearly, being interviewed on podcasts or writing best-selling books and so on. So my question was, how can you make an informed decision on how to sell to Black Americans, the biggest consumers, when you don't look like me? And why is it okay for Black Americans to consume your goods but not leave the industry? So that, so when I decided to make a change, I was like, I deserve a space on the stage. I took all of my industry experiences and began designing training workshops for sales teams, companies, and leaders, and began pitching myself to these big, these huge conferences. And I'm proud to say last year I received a call from Jed Blunt, who was a major, major leader in the sales industry, asking me to be a part of one of Google's biggest, you know, top-ranked, top 10, actually, sales conferences, which is being held at the George Will Congress Center, and originally was May 5th through 8th, but now it's been pushed back to August due to COVID. With that being said, in the midst of COVID-19, I continue to utilize this time of the world being at a frantic standstill and decided to continue my mission to disrupt the industry. And aside from being interviewed on different podcasts and so on, I decided to write a book titled Command Your Presence, A Guide to Effective Sales Communications Online and Offline. And I'm excited to announce that it will be published on May the 4th on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I would like to invite you all to celebrate with me on April the 27th. On April the 27th, I'm hosting a virtual book launch workshop of Command Your Presence. So you're going to get the inside of everything and the training and everything that it entails before it's even launched. This right here, it's free. This book workshop is not just for those with a sales title, sales professional. But if you own a business, an executive, a speaker, in some way, shape, or form, you are selling online and offline. So if you go to my website, createthebrand.co, you can register. I'll be giving away 10 free autographed copies of my book, and I'd love to see you there. Also, be sure to check out Outbound Sales Conference if there's still any tickets left. I'm not sure because they sold out. Like, they were selling out within the first 2 months. But I'm not even going to lie. I cried. Just go and check out the inspirational speakers and just to see myself as the first and only Black American speaker being featured at this conference. I would love to celebrate with you guys. So for more information on the works, the book launch or anything else, you can reach me at createthebrand.co or hello@KenyattaGordon.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kenyatta Gordon, and so excited for you and just the doors that are opening for you and that you are commanding your presence and walking through them with power. And so we are so excited to see you, and it is awesome when we say, hey, look at our sister, the first one on this stage, commanding her presence, and we want to be able to support. So for the women, and also, Kenyatta, when you email me the information, I'll be sure to include that on our LinkedIn page as well as in our newsletter so that women will see you, support you, and all that you are doing, not just for you, but then also how can it help them grow their brand and their presence. So thank you.
Thank you.
As we move on, you're welcome. As we move on, we have one of our very own to share, Ms. Tina Greer. So the Women's League, I just want to set the stage a little bit. When COVID-19 and everything was getting canceled and we're like, what are we going to do? This was our moment that we said, hey, we can either just, put things under the rug, or we could just kind of move along status quo, or we could say, how can we use this time to build and grow and do things differently, think outside of the box, disrupt our regular same old, same old. And so one of those events that we took on was doing a virtual social that was spearheaded by Tina Greer as well as Gina McGee. And so, Tina, would you like to give us an update on that social that we did last week, Thursday?
Awesome. My pleasure. Thanks again, Michelle, for this opportunity. Again, Tina Greer of Greer Business Solutions. And me and Ms. Jeannie McGee had an awesome opportunity to facilitate our first conversation and cocktails event. And I tell you what, it was amazing. What we had an opportunity to do was to have a movie review. And we reviewed the movie entitled Self-Made and inspired by the life of Madam C.J. Walker, who is the first Black female millionaire. And we had an opportunity to talk about her life and also how we can reflect upon what she did in business to our current day activities in business and in life. So the conversation was very engaging. And in addition to that, with utilizing the online platform, we had a live face-to-face conversation with everyone that was very engaging and enlightening. And also our chat room was explosive. We had so many comments and participation in the chat as well. So we really had a production going on. So I'm excited about all the survey responses that we received, that everyone really enjoyed the concept. And we look forward to presenting this type of programming to the Women's League in the future. Thank you, Michelle.
Awesome, and thank you, Tina. And yes, the comment was, can we do more of this? And the answer is always yes. But the lesson here for us and even for you entrepreneurs who some may be wondering what I'm going to do is really your time to think outside of the box. What can you do to meet the needs of your audience in a different platform? And then what can you do quickly? I mean, we quickly created, they said, hey, we want to do it, and they executed it in I think maybe 2 weeks, but it was a very quick turnaround. So in this time, as we're kind of figuring it out, and even myself as a business owner, it's what can I do quickly to speed to implementation? If I have an idea, okay, now I got to make it happen. So thank you, Tina and Jeannie, for making that happen quickly for the Women's League. Now here as we wrap up, a few updates or announcements for the Women's League. We do have our think tank that's for members only. It is at capacity, so people have asked, can I join in really quickly? And I say, not this time, but we will get back in June. But for this think tank that starts at 10 a.m., we are at capacity for that. And so thank you for those who have registered. We are looking forward to really taking our challenges and getting ideas from our peers, best practices, and even blind spots that we may not see, that we are thankful that we have that opportunity. And that's one of the pillars within the Women's League, that we want to support one another. We, yes, we want to give you some tangible tools to grow your business, but we also know one of the struggles that we have is in just the challenge and getting stuck, or sometimes when you're in a box or silo, it may be hard to see outside of that. So we do have our think tanks once a quarter. It is a benefit of being a member of the organization that you can participate in that. So this one is at capacity, but we look forward to having that in June, our next think tank. Also, for the Women's League, we are still moving forward with our retreat. So we have our retreat that was originally scheduled for March. We have moved that to July the 24th and the 25th. So that is a Friday and Saturday at Lake Lanier, which is awesome. So please believe, if you are interested in this retreat, please sign up, because summertime in Lake Lanier, once we are able to be out and playing, is going to be packed. So two things that you can do. You can go to Women's League 2020 Retreat. eventbrite.com to get your tickets. So it is $100, I believe, or so for members, and then there is a cost, an additional cost for non-members. You can get your tickets for the retreat now. In addition to that, you will need to get your hotel reservation with Lake Lanier, and that is separate. They have some nice suites for us. They have upgraded us to these beautiful suites at Lake Lanier, and so you can get your room now. In fact, I highly encourage you, get your room now. All you need is to put your credit card to reserve the room, and you won't be charged until you check out. So again, I know that that place is going to fill up in the summertime, so at least all you have to do is put your credit card down, reserve the room. You don't even have to pay for it now. You pay for it later. And so, again, if you're interested and you want more information about the retreat, check out our LinkedIn page. I'll post that information for you, as well as you can go directly to the Eventbrite. And with that being said, thank you all so much to the 140 people that we had on today's Women's League call. We thank you to the women who have joined, and we also thank you to the men who have joined this call to hear from our guest speaker, as well as just to hear, what's happening within the Women's League. Now, many of you are saying, how do I stay connected? It's your first time with the Atlanta Black Chambers, and you want to know how you can engage. So a few things that you can do. The first one is visit us on social media, the Atlanta Black Chambers Facebook page, as well as the Women's League LinkedIn page, and we have a LinkedIn page as well. And you can follow us on Instagram at AtlantaBlackChambers.org. Instagram, Atlanta Black Chambers. In addition to that, you can check out our website is www.AtlantaBlackChambers.org. And if you say, hey, I want to get involved, I want to become a member, because I said membership has its privileges. For example, the think tank is for members only. You can go to our website and find out more about how you can become a member. We do have it where it's $50 down and then $29 a month. So we do have it in monthly payment plans if you want to get connected and be a member of this organization. And also, if you want to get on the email list, you can email women@atlantablackchambers.org, and I will be more than happy to add you to our distribution list so that way you stay current on all the awesome things and amazing things that are happening within the Atlanta Black Chambers. And then finally, these calls, the Women's Week calls, are the third Friday of the month at 8:30 in the morning. So I always tell people, put a recurring meeting for that time. That's when we meet. But also you may say, hey, I need a text reminder. And so we have Lorena Douglas of Mobile Marketing Solutions, who has created a text platform for the Chamber and the Women's League. So you can text WLC to the number 72727. So WLC, text that to the number 72727, and that way you will be on our text list. So when we have events, you can get that text message. When we have calls like this, you can get that reminder saying, hey, don't forget to join the call. And that is Lorena Douglas, who has this amazing texting platform, Mobile Marketing Solutions. So we're so excited to be partnering with her for the Women's League as well as for the Atlanta Black Chambers. So with that being said, I want to thank all of you for joining our Women's League call. I hope you left not just with words of inspiration, but also with a strong call to action of what you can do moving forward to move the needle in our Black businesses, in your business, as well as in the community. So thank you all for joining, and I hope you all have a wonderful Friday and a wonderful weekend. Bye for now.
Okay.